podcast. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco podcast on Instagram. This dude has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out. Ooh, yeah.
He said he updated it.
I did. I got to get last episodes up there.
So he updated.
But it's updated.
It's updated.
I think Trevor Scott was the last one.
Trevor Scott?
Yeah, so a couple behind. But, you know, I get it, baby. It was like almost 15 some episodes. It was bad.
What the?
It was bad. And I got to put new videos up there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, go check it out, baby. Check it out. I want to rework it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do some stuff.
Stop too. Neglecting it.
I am. I apologize, people. But you can always follow us on social media. Thank you. And hit the like and subscribe.
Please hit the like and subscribe.
Appreciate everybody out there listening and following and downloading from everywhere, all over the world. Thank you so much.
All over the world. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Tell everybody. Tell your friends. What's going on, brother?
Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. Just doing it and doing it. Actually, a lot's been going on in the media, but this is not, you know, we really don't cover topical things. But a lot's been going on in the world, media.
Right. A lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I know it's hard for us to get into it because we don't get flagged. But I don't know what
Well, you know what? I do just want to say rest in power. To a fellow comedian of ours.
Yeah.
He we met him in Maslin. He was part of the Maslin family that welcomed us, me and Justin and I, with open arms. Rest in power, Andrew Berg.
Yeah. RIP, baby.
And we also had a guest, you know, one of my childhood friends. He was scheduled, not this week, but he was scheduled for the following week.
Yeah.
And, his name was Chris Turner, childhood friend of mine. Went to elementary school with him, and he was a DJ in the city. You know, a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Rest in power, Chris Turner.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, like being 50, and then people, you know, not necessarily like your peers or people your age passing away, because people have been dying younger than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
For whatever reason it was, it's just a wake up call, and you know, a lot of times it's always good to be grateful and really take the time. If you know, a lot of times if you don't wake up and be thankful that you woke up, because it's not promised to you to wake up.
Yeah, it's not.
Whoever or whatever you believe in, you know, just thank. Be thankful that you woke up. And a lot of times we reach for our phone and we get our phones before we even do that. So, you know, I honestly try to make an effort to not grab my phone and just be thankful that I woke up. You know, thank God that I woke up.
Right.
It's kind of hard because a lot of times the alarm is waking me up.
Right. Yeah.
My alarm on my phone is waking me up, so I'm picking it up.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like a catch-22.
Making sure that I press the off and not the snooze button, because, yeah, I ain't trying to do that again.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't. A lot of times, I'm up before the alarm, so.
That happens, too, but sometimes it don't.
Yeah, it's a lot for me, unfortunately. But, no, I hear you, man. It's dude, I even went to bed last night, like, Lord, please just let me be cool tomorrow. I've been getting frustrated. I get frustrated. I put it on myself. Anybody out there that I've cut off, I apologize. It happens, and I'm trying to do better. Today I did it, and I feel bad.
Yeah, because I'm surprised at you because you're a driver.
I didn't mean to because I thought it was like a. I thought I'd be forgetting.
You're held at a higher standard, dude.
I know. I'd be forgetting over there.
You're on a Tiedemann. Professional driver, my friend.
I get it. I forget over there in that area that there's not a lane that merges. It's just a straight up. It's a lane that goes one way or another. So I try to go because I thought I could merge, and nope, wasn't the case. And yeah, they weren't happy. But either way. I'm going to do better. You know what I'm saying?
Either way, he has a turbo button that he likes to push. And just he pushed the button, and he goes.
I mean, no harm, no foul. And he takes full
advantage of it at all times. And I've done it, too. You know, there's nothing wrong with a little sports mode giddy up. You know, a lot of times people be playing you like you can't do it. Mm-hmm. And then you hit them with a rude awakening.
You forget you got nitrous right there.
What you was thinking. Like...
It's lightweight nitrous.
Like, I'm asking you, can I get it over? You see my signal. You chose to ignore it, so now I'm taking it.
Yep.
And there's nothing you could do about it.
There's nothing you could do about it. But no, that wasn't the case. It was. But either way, I apologize. I got to do better. But I felt better today. Felt better. You know what I mean? Because I didn't put nothing on myself. I knew I had a time frame. I knew I had to work within that. And I was cool.
Right, I was cool.
So, you're right, man. Don't wake up. You know, praise the Lord you woke up. You know, because things can be a lot worse. Dude, all it takes is a moment.
Yeah.
All these things that happened bad recently, in a moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about
it. Yeah, it only takes a moment. So just be grateful
for the person on the train.
I didn't hear about that.
There's a chick in the train that.
Here?
No. It was on the news.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody got on a train, just bad all over the world.
Yeah, it's like you don't know.
It's crazy.
And also just be aware. A lot of people like to wear like devices and. Listen to great podcasts. I get it. Mm-hmm. If you're on the train or you're commuting, you listen to the Midnight Paco podcast. I get it.
Right.
But I do want you to be aware of your surroundings.
Problem is, people likes to trust people. They don't like to be too on edge when they're out. You know what I mean?
You think it's trusting people or are they just being their own little world and they're not being aware of their surroundings?
That's probably what it is, too, a little bit. I mean, well, if you're doing something all your life, and nothing bad happens to you. You know what I mean?
I don't, but I hear you. I understand that could be someone's philosophy. Because you've been out with me. You know how I think.
I mean, well, I just know there's stuff that could pop out at any time, any moment.
Anytime, any moment.
That's just men being men. And, you know, I don't want to put it just men, because I know females out there are vigilant.
Yeah, I know some women that's on it.
Yeah, they're aware of their surroundings, but that depends on where you grew up and how you grew up.
Right.
But if you grew up and you've taken a certain path and you've been able to manage most of the time and you fly under the radar and you just go through life and all of a sudden you sit on a train and somebody you in the neck or something, you know. Hopefully that, you know, doesn't do nothing, but it is, you know, it's just, it happens.
Yeah, things do happen. Things happen all the time. Hey, you know what, people, be safe out there when you're traveling in the car.
Be aware
of your surroundings. You know, one of the biggest enemies when you're driving is
cars.
Overconfidence.
Overconfidence
is your biggest enemy.
Yeah.
In pretty much anything. Riding your bike, riding your motorcycle.
I get nervous when people. I know they're good, cause they come whipping around, and I'm like, I know he knows his bike, but boy, I get super nervous.
Overconfidence.
Yeah.
Overconfidence. You know, some people you never know. Like they're doing the white line thing when they're going in between cars.
Yeah.
You never know. You know, you could have somebody could open their door not even knowing you were there to spit or to throw something out. And that little bit of space that you
thought you had. I mean, I would hope they wouldn't do that on the highway, but.
You never know.
You never know. Kids do stuff.
Young people do stuff all the time. Or you'd be like, you know, this damn door.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's closed, and you be like, man, I ain't playing around on the freeway, so you open it close it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that, all of that happens, but... And
or you just ain't paying attention, and you veer more, you know, you don't know he's about to come zoom by.
Yeah, you don't know he's about to come zoom by, and, you know, some of these bikes are super quiet, and if you're not doing your mirror checks every 3 seconds that I'm sort of trained to do...
Yeah.
You know, and I don't always do it in my personal vehicle, but, you know, some certain things,
that's the problem. Because people are like this most of the time in the personal vehicle.
In the personal vehicle, they're not paying attention. And that's a sort of being overconfident. Because I remember when I taught myself how to drive with 2 feet, one foot is on the gas and the other one's on the brake.
Yeah.
Teaching myself how to drive. I had my goofy friends with me. And they like, turn the music up. I'm like, no. I'm concentrating here. I was teaching myself how to drive. Nobody knew. I guess they figured it out.
Yeah.
And when cars would come my way, I would pull over. Like, okay. The coast is clear. I'm going back out here. You know, braking on gas. 1 foot on the gas. 1 foot on the brake. I'm teaching myself how to drive.
Yeah.
Concentration. You know, and then once you get good at it, you know, you're smoking a cigarette, you're eating, you're listening to the music, the radio, you're doing the latest dance you think you're doing in the chair, you're talking to your friends, y'all all dancing, eating, having fun, smoking, and not really paying attention.
Yep.
And I experienced the same thing in my truck. Like when I was driving a big semi, I wasn't smoking.
Whoa, no, I'm kidding.
No, I wasn't smoking, but it was like, you know, my first experience of driving a semi was I was trained in a certain type of truck. And when I was hired for a company and they said, here, we got a truck for you, it was not the truck that I was being trained in for the first couple of years. It was a Well, it wasn't a couple of years, but I was familiar with a certain type of truck. Mm-hmm. So all the controls and everything else
were different.
Were different.
Yeah,
one of the controls that I didn't know where it was the engine brake. Engine brake, I was a heavy believer in the engine brake when going down mountains and stuff like that because I was not familiar with, you know, you had to do things a little differently in the truck.
Right.
You got to do what they call like stab braking. Like that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let up. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let up. Because you see a lot of trucks halfway down the mountain when smoking.
Should I do that coming down certain hills in my car just to, I don't want my shit to be like come down full steam and I don't want to ride the brake either.
Well, you don't want to ride the brake, but I'm just saying more especially in a truck because eventually those brakes will be smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And where there's smoke, there is fire. And therefore, if you have fire on your brakes, you have what they call brake fade. That means that you have no brakes at all and you cannot stop. So I was literally counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on those because I did not know where my engine brake was. For those that don't know what an engine brake is, if you're ever next to a big truck and you hear that, I mean, those are some of the louder engine retards.
So why do they say no engine brake in certain areas?
Because it's a residential area and it's loud and it'll disturb the people.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
So certain areas
if I gotta
say,
stop.
Well, you could stop using your techniques and your skills without that. But that's just an extra tool.
I mean,
to
but
use.
If you what if you really need to use it? Excuse me.
All professionals know how to do either or, but
I mean, I'm not driving a truck. I'm just saying if somebody needs to, oh, excuse me, no engine brake because you live here.
Yeah, so and you know, some of them don't have the
capabilities.
Well, no,
the skills.
That or some people don't have the, you know, most, you'll see that, but those brake walls on the side of the freeway, they are to break the sound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And some of them, maybe the sound goes over it.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's an overpass or a bridge or something. And there's no brake walls for it.
I mean.
So you use the engine brakes. But some of the, a lot of the newer trucks are quiet. You don't even know I have it on, but it definitely slows the truck down a great deal.
Yeah.
It slows the engine down without using the brakes at all.
Right.
That's not one of my features because I pretty much trained myself without the engine brake. And plus, if I had my own truck, I would have it modified so it can be loud as hell. Because if you get in front of me and slow me down, you're going to know, and it's going to be like, yeah, and you're going to be like, what the? And I was in a couple of trucks like that, and I used to turn it on just for people that was silly in front of me. And they hear that. I don't know what mentally goes off in people's mind when they hear it. They think the truck is angry or is going to eat their car or something. But as soon as they hear it behind them, they take off like, I love that.
Because Transformer coming for them.
That's right. It's the angry damn dragon.
Decepticon.
It's, what was that movie called? Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
What was that, the goblin?
I don't remember.
The green goblin on the truck.
Yeah, that was it that? Was it him on the truck?
It was a big green goblin face on the truck.
Okay, I don't remember the face. I just know he used to chase people.
Yeah. So one of my requirements I'm going to have on my personal truck has got to be a long-nosed Pete. And for people that don't know, that's the first Optimus Prime. He was a Pete. Peterbilt. Not the cab over, but the first one in the movie.
Yeah.
He had a straight nose. And some of those are like 7 feet tall. Like I'm 6'1". Or a little bit over 6'1". Because I actually saw a guy with one of those trucks. And I walked past his truck a couple of times. And I went and asked him. I said, can you see me? And he said, I saw the top of your hat. And I was like, yeah, I need one of those. Because
I didn't see him.
You know, like if that nose is straight and tall, I got to have some crashes on there, which is the deer bars. I got to be able to say, I didn't see him. And also,
terrible, terrible.
And I got to have that loud engine brake on there so I could be a beast out there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's for my safety and your safety as well.
I get it.
You know, the bigger the vehicle, the more I can be seen.
Yeah.
And the crash bars, the deer bars are to protect me against the wildlife.
Because they're out there, man. I've seen so many deer delivering packages in just neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I've seen so many deer. I've seen two deer piss and one deer shit.
Nice.
You never catch that in the wild.
Nice.
I've seen it driving by. That's how many deer I see, because you just spot them. Oh, there's one. Oh, he's peeing. Or nice. She's peeing. I don't know how males piss.
I don't know either.
Squat down like this, though, and piss. So I'm assuming it was a female one.
Maybe. But those can do major damage to your vehicle.
Of course they can.
But
yeah.
See, and these are in the areas here. But once you go further east and you're like in certain parts of Maine.
Yeah.
Those are moose.
Yeah, right.
They do way more damage than deer. Right. So you need those bars. But even though I don't go that far anymore. But
you know they exist.
Yeah, I saw the signs for them. I've been at stops where they had the taxidermy moose, you know, like stuffed moose.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And they tell me that they're not really that bright, meaning that they do they'll slowly walk in front of you and be like, oh, I meant to go this way. And then they'll turn around.
Like a squirrel.
Like squirrels, but not that fast, though.
Yeah.
And then I also heard that if you don't blow your horn at them, because they would think that you're challenging them. So then they will ram you.
Oh.
They'd be like, oh, did I hear a challenge?
Oh, shit. I've taken on these lights before.
They're like, vroom. And I guess, I don't know what sounds they make.
Yeah.
But sure. They'd be like, are you challenging me? I heard your kung fu was crap, was trash.
I don't know far of a moves.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you gotta be aware of those, you know, in different areas. A lot of times, if you forget where you are, think of the teams, what they name the teams after.
Oh, yeah, right? That's where those animals are predominantly.
Pretty much,
at.
North Carolina Panthers. Right. The big chance it might be some Panthers running. Yeah. Florida Gators.
Right.
You know, it's a big chance it's Florida
Miami
Gators.
Dolphins.
You might see some dolphins in the ocean.
Might see some dolphins.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're curious of the wildlife or you're like, you know, what's out here?
Browns, you see shit.
Steelers, you hear squealers, a bunch of freaking squeaks. Squeaker, 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 squeak.
What about Chicago? There are a lot of bears running around?
Might be a lot of bears. Chicago bears. I don't know, but we got bears here in Ohio, but Chicago bears.
Okay.
They called them bears for a reason.
Oh, a lot of cowboys in Dallas, huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
The Texans got the steers on there.
Do they? No, they got a hat, don't they?
I thought they were like the bullhead.
Dang bulls. Oh, you mean the Texans?
Yeah, I said the Texans.
Texans. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Steers, I think so. I don't remember what their actual logo is.
Right on.
Yeah. I don't pay attention to the Steelers. That's all I care about, black and yellow. No, I'm kidding.
Los Angeles Rams. I'm sure there's probably
Rams. There's no Rams in the mountains. LA.
In the mountains of California? No. It might be.
There's goddamn, what is it? Not coyotes. What other ones are out there?
Roadrunners?
No, that's...
Coyotes after you? We got a lot of coyotes here.
Watch your dogs. Watch your dogs. They be chasing down deer and dogs. Watch them.
Coyotes will eat...
anything.
Garbage. coyotes. They're just trying to make it, y'all. That's
little,
all.
Little dogs.
They're not that little. They're not that big.
No, they'll eat little dogs.
Oh, yeah.
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 Coyotes. I used to get worried.
Do you?
Putting Caesar out, boy.
Caesar's his little terrier. What is he?
He's a Yorkie.
And aren't those Yorkie Terriers?
Yorkshire Terriers.
Yorkshire Terriers.
Yeah.
I call him Little Bitey.
Yeah.
Because he likes to bite my damn ankles.
If you get in his territory, he'll start getting at you.
He'll check you.
He'll check you. What are you doing here?
Like, say, you're not supposed to be here, cuz.
What?
Right. A.K.A. Little Bitey.
But he knows how to use his size to defend himself. He'll put himself in a spot where he can defend. He knows jiu-jitsu.
I believe you, but every time I come towards him, he... instantly rolls on his back and want me to rub his belly.
Well, you know, he knows you.
Okay. But he still bites
you. You're friendly. Yeah, but don't come in his face. That's what he does. I don't know.
I don't either.
Dogs are weird. I love them, though.
His other dog, Daisy, has human eyes.
Human eyes.
She'd be looking at you, and I'd be like, what are you thinking about? Don't look at me like that.
She looks into your soul like, you know, this is just what you're doing.
Yeah, like, you know what you're doing. You know that dry dog food ain't hitting no shit.
That ain't hitting shit. You know, can I get some of that steak?
Yeah, like, come on now.
I used to feed her well. Now she's with her mama. And they get nothing but dry dog food. Sorry. It's my grand dog. It's my grand dog.
Grand dog?
Grand dog.
Right on.
Grand dog.
Okay. Sure.
Hey, we did comedy.
We did some comedy tonight.
We did comedy tonight.
Oh, yeah, we did comedy because that's... why we're here.
Yes.
We are the Midnight Paco podcast, and we do comedy. He's a comedian.
Yes, I'm a comedian.
And I'm a comedian. And he's a comedian. We do stand-up.
We do stand-up.
That's what
we started doing.
Yeah, we started doing stand-up, and we go in front of people we don't know and try to make them laugh.
And say stuff.
We had a small crowd tonight.
Very small.
You did well.
Thank you. Did I?
For that crowd?
Yeah. Thank you. You did too.
Thank you. I tried to go in. You know.
You did. Everything was good. Even the way. Yeah. Every time you do your set, you know what I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, but it's the same jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
Which sometimes, you know, your structure is good. You nail everything. Other times you take time to shuffle. You know what I mean. But tonight was. Smooth.
Because I try to switch things out, see how, you know, I want to see how this will work.
Yeah.
I try to change it a little bit. I looked at the crowd. I saw what I had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Took in consideration people may not like you asking their daughter to see certain things.
Yep.
But I did what I had to do.
Oh, well. It's a comedy show. You got to do what you got to do. It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, it's always, you know, good to...
I don't know if I was imagining it, but he's pretty a stone-faced, the father.
Yeah.
But I think I got him to laugh a couple of times.
I couldn't tell.
I think I saw him over there smiling and laughing a couple of times.
I'm sure he didn't with me, because all my stuff was kind of, you know, on that edge.
Yeah.
Line. You're so just good with, you know, pretty much, like, all your 50 material. It's good. It's clean. Thank you. You know what I mean? It's so good. It's just...
That's because I'm 50.
I mean, it's just...
50.
Well, your other jokes were before that. You just add that to it.
Yeah,
being because it, I'm 50. Know? Yeah. But it's just like...
I was preparing to be 50 my whole life.
But that's a nice little good things you can do.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I have fun with my Thriller stuff. I like that.
Yeah, I like that one too. I like that. I like the, you know, amusement park stuff.
Yeah.
So what's Daniel talking about? People in their 40s, 50s, everyone loves to go to amusement parks.
Yeah, everybody loves to go, especially like if you're dating a little younger.
True.
You know, 25, maybe between the ages of 25 and maybe 45, 50, they want to go to the amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
They like that. They like the fairs, and I'm learning that a lot of people like fair food. They like.
Oh yeah, the funnel cakes,
corn dogs,
the sausage sandwich,
street corn, and you know, fair food.
Yeah,
the fries. You know, even though they sell them at the at Five Guys, but the
right.
Fresh cut fries.
Yeah, fresh cut fries
with the vinegar and stuff like that. I mean,
even though you can make fresh cut fries any day you want,
you can make all that stuff
at
home.
With a potato, just cut
you can
it
make
up,
all it at home. But it's something about the fair.
Oh yeah,
I think it's the food with the lights and the fair music.
Yeah, everyone's there walking around for the same reason. Yeah. You know,
I'm sure you get pretzels.
Oh. You know I get pretzels.
I'm sure he gets pretzels.
Soft pretzel with nacho cheese. What's this mustard? And honey mustard.
Oh, that's good. Honey mustard
Stop
is high.
It.
Yeah, ranch.
It's nothing
high,
but,
yeah.
No, it's nothing but high. Nacho cheese.
Ha, yeah.
Nacho cheese. High. That's high, all you yeah. need with a soft high. Pretzel.
Ha, yeah, pause.
Super pause.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Super pause with the, yeah. Ha, yeah.
Ha. No need for mustard or honey mustard. Yuck. That's all I'm saying.
I disagree.
Not with a soft pretzel. It's nacho cheese.
Wait a minute.
We're trying to be different.
What else is exclusive?
We're trying to be
to
different.
The fair. Elephant ears. Boom.
Isn't that funnel cakes?
Funnel cakes and elephant ears. I don't know the difference, but.
One had peanut butter on that biot. Stop it.
Look, the best elephant ear or funnel cake I had was, I think, at Cedar Point, and it had ice cream and strawberry and whipped cream, and it was hard, yeah. I had an elephant ear.
That was a shortcut. That was a short cake.
It was a strawberry shortcake, probably with a funnel cake, but it was hard, yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It was really, really, really good. Another time, I was at the zoo, and I had an elephant ear with cinnamon and sugar, and I was killing it.
Oh, my Lord.
I was eating it like the Cookie Monster, like, and then I went to the petting zoo, and for some reason I was like, why is this goat trying to eat my shorts? I mean, he was really trying to eat my shorts, and
you
I
had
thought
cinnamon
about it.
All over your shirt.
Yeah, I thought I had, I was like, oh, it's the cinnamon and sugar. He was after the cinnamon and sugar because he
sure
was like,
was.
He was like, man, give me them shorts, man.
Get them shorts,
and
man.
I'm like,
what you got?
No little junk
you
away
pocket?
From my damn
what
shorts,
you got
man.
Your pocket?
These my shorts, and what am I gonna wear if I give them to you to eat? But he was dead set on my shorts, and I realized they had to be the cinnamon sugar because, I mean, I devoured that elephant ear like nobody was watching.
Food be good, man. We smashing.
Ooh,
we went to one the other. Like I said, like a month ago. Like I said, that's why I got the one with peanut butter on that bit. Fantastic.
The elephant ear with the peanut butter.
Oh, you are out your mind. Out your mind.
Elephant ear with peanut butter?
The powdered sugar? It was hot and chocolate. It was like a Reese type thing.
Okay.
It was rich. Don't get it twisted.
I'm rolling with you.
Don't get it twisted. It was kind of rich, but
I'm rolling with
it
you.
It was fantastic for the few bites.
I take that.
I can't
back.
Do a lot of that stuff right away. You know, I can only do a little bit. Yeah. I can only do a little bit.
Yeah, because you cut your Reese's in four, so I'm sure he ate it very badly.
Yeah, you know it. Yep, I did. Beta. Take my time. Enjoy the flavor.
Take my time and beta. Beta!
So I just shovel it down my throat so I don't even taste it. Because I'm an alpha.
Roof. That's the way alphas eat it.
is that the way alphas eat it?
That's right.
Okay, all right.
No. You food. Don't be like tiptoe through the tulips eating stuff like that. That's not how you enjoy things.
I'm in no rush. Take my time. Mm-mm. Let the chocolate melt and get into the peanut butter. Ooh. Now I got another one. Meanwhile, he's done. I'm just like, It's funny, though. I told you, my roommate in Iraq, he was like, you putting that away? I'd pull out by like a king size. Eat one or two. Yeah. He went, and I just put it back. He's like, what the hell? He'd eat a whole king size.
I mean, it's unheard of.
It's hilarious.
It's unheard of.
That's my dog.
It's unheard of to eat a Reese's.
My dog.
How many was in it? Four?
Four. King size. It wasn't the fact I couldn't eat them. That's a lot of chocolate and shit, man. So I tried to just, you know, have a little treat. That's when I was in Iraq, I'm working out. I'm trying to do good and everything. I got good meals.
Brady.
No, sir. No.
Beta Reese's.
They're good like that. I'm just saying.
They're not good like that.
It's good.
You do not take a Reese cup and cut it in fours. That is not how you do it.
It's not bad.
I'm sure if I reached out to Hershey's,
they would say it's any way you want to eat a Reese cup. They show people eating it from the center first.
They'd be like, absolutely not. He's not allowed to eat our product at all.
No.
Cutting it in fours.
Oh, no.
And saving it for later.
Saving it for later, because, yes, I want to treat. Later. I want to treat later. Yeah. But I want to eat all of my Reese's and then have none for later. Meanwhile, you're like, he still has Reese's. I wish I had a Reese's. But I ate them all.
Properly.
Properly.
Yes, I ate them properly.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, man. Ate them properly. Do what makes you happy.
Right. I mean, that's what everybody does, right?
Yeah, do what makes you happy, you know? Because,
look, I learned a long time ago, people are going to do what they want to do anyway. When babies are babies, they try to do what they want to do. When they become toddlers, they try and do what they want to do. When you become teenagers, you try and do what you want to do. As adults, you do what the hell you want to do. Everybody always wants to do what they want to do.
I mean, you know, as a baby, you're discovering the world with your mouth.
Yeah, but you still try and do what you want to do because you see something, you want to go get it. You know what I mean? You still try and do things. You're told what's good, bad. You know, I mean, you're formed. But I'm just saying, as you grow up, everyone always wants, I want this. No, you can't have it. I want this. No, you can't have it. But they always want what they want. You know what I mean? It's just human nature. Everybody always going to, ultimately, they're always going to do what they want to do. If somebody is doing something, like say somebody wants to go golfing. They just want to go golfing. And somebody's like, no, you can't go golfing. I'm going to go golf. Or just whatever.
I've always wanted to walk and sleep on the clouds.
Well, we can do that hypothetically, but not for a long period of time. Split seconds, and then you gotta fall through it and then pull the parachute, you'll die.
I just wanted to always just
lay on a puffy cloud.
Yeah,
it looks comfortable.
Yeah,
I've seen it in cartoons.
I wanted to lay on the cloud, yeah. And I wanted to walk on it.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like a big old,
I wonder what it tastes like.
Cotton candy.
I think so too. Clouds taste like cotton candy.
Yeah.
Like, no particular flavor. Oh, it was just probably
cotton candy at the fair. Do we?
Yeah, that's like one of the biggest staples of, you know, like you smell.
I'm not a big caramel, like.
You smell cotton candy apple, at the fair.
Yeah, apples, caramel apples. Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of those.
When you hear the fair music, you know, you got to smell the cotton candy. Mm. And then you got to get the lemonade.
What, like the?
Lemonade normally is with the fresh cut fries, probably.
Yeah, usually over around those drinks and shit.
With the fair music.
Yeah. That's what clouds taste like.
Cotton candy.
Or gas.
Like butt gas?
Or like just old water.
Old water? Like mist? Like fog?
Sulfur.
You think it smells like morning dew?
Morning dew.
Morning dew. Clouds? I don't know. I think clouds smell, taste like white cloud toilet paper.
I know we've had white cloud toilet paper in our mouths, ladies.
That's clip worthy. White cloud, because little things mean a lot.
Spitball champion.
Yeah, is that white cloud?
I haven't done that on stage in a while.
No, you haven't.
I haven't done that in a while.
But you always be like, you know, gunky, 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 gunky. Do your shit. Do your shit.
I got you.
Yeah,
I
just
know.
Do your shit. You got stuff. Just try it.
I know.
Do your stuff.
I haven't done it in a while.
Try new stuff.
I was going to do some other new stuff today, but I didn't.
Because you skirt.
Because I haven't like even thought about it. It was just in my head. I probably should have just went up there and riffed. But it wasn't like good stuff. It was like relationship stuff. You know what
I'm saying? But if you would have went up there, I mean, because I didn't riff, but I sort of did. And
you did with material, though.
Yeah, but it was just like I tried to give it my all.
Yeah, no, you did good. No, you did good. Like I said, I'm talking about going up there with completely all new stuff and then just trying to talk it out, which I know I need to do more of that. I need to do more of that. I got to get comfortable in not having a good set.
What?
Basically, because you go, I mean, not to say I wouldn't have a good set.
What the fuck is he talking about?
But if you go up there unprepared.
What the fuck? How can your material be unpreparable? Is your material.
New stuff. I get it. I understand.
New to who?
No, I'm not saying I'm talking about like new material, like when you're going trying new stuff.
Go up there and
to just riff with it is a different muscle, and I need to do more of that.
Look, I'm not saying that, you know, we locked in, but you locked in. You got a pattern, you got a rhythm. Take it, spit it out.
Yeah.
Do it. That's what open mics are for.
I get it.
That's what open mics are for.
I get it. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. It's just getting out of your comfort zone. And let that be a lesson. I mean, I'm almost 5 years in. Shit, in December. Ooh, that's crazy.
You know what? Yes, this is true.
Starting.
You're almost 5 years in. You know, you have a better comfort level on stage, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just go up there and just have a good time.
I know. It's tough, though. It's tough. Because if you're not used to it.
You're not used to what?
Just going up there and just riffing. Like, without, you know me, man. I'm structured, dog. Most of the time, most of my shit, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this. Even when I go off script and do my set, it's still my set. It's still my bits. It's not like, you know what I mean? I'm never up there just loosey-goosey like, hey, you see me be okay. I mean, I guess I'm okay up there sometimes like that. It's tough, people. It's tough.
Not really.
It's tough. Believe in yourself, I guess, is the...
That's the end of, at the end of the day, believe in yourself and have confidence in your material.
I need to do more.
Look,
of that.
Your brain created the material that you have.
Oh, I know. I'm not worried about it because in regular conversations every day, people laugh. I've said that before. We've throughout our life, I can only speak me personally, I guess. Especially, you know, there hasn't a day go by that somebody hasn't laughed in a day with me. Like, in a conversation or whatever the case. Some people have not laughed within the conversation we've had, maybe. Because sometimes you have bad conversations with people. But most conversations, there's a chuckle within it. You know what I mean? So I'm confident with going on stage and just being myself. But I've yet to just go on stage and be myself. I think you need more time and more just, you know.
I mean, to give it, to be completely honest with you, like.
Because it's different.
Like, I'm getting more comfortable on stage.
Yeah.
I'm like not sitting down on a stool comfortable, but I am pretty comfortable.
I mean, you're not sitting, because there's 5 minutes. You don't need to sit down for 5 minutes.
I don't think
minutes.
I'll ever sit down. Even if I had an hour, I don't think I'll ever sit down.
Only time I would is during a bit, if I needed to use it for a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll incorporate it because I have a couple of bits that I can use sitting down.
Yeah. But that'd be it. But to sit there like this the whole time and just talk to the crowd like this, and no, I can't.
Yeah.
Not to say it's bad. I mean, that's not my style, though.
It's not my style either, but, you know, other people do. They do that, and that's perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Patrice O'Neal used to do that towards the end.
I never seen him sit down.
Not in his special, but, like, there was a lot of, like, footage of him. Like
sitting down?
In clubs, yeah, just sitting down.
Was that because his health was declining?
Probably, maybe. That may have a little bit to do with it towards the end.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but I know he said. I think that's probably, I think more so that may have been what it was.
Yeah, you know. But,
yeah, I mean, some people do it. No. That to me.
It's a style. Like, if you're a storyteller, I think. If you tell stories.
Yeah. I mean, Ali Sadiq sits in a chair.
So does Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Is that why he did it?
I don't know. I think a lot of people that
I don't want to say that's why, but.
No,
it's
but.
Better than sitting on a stool the whole time. And
it's okay if. I mean, I'll be the first to say it. You know, I'm influenced by Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
My humor. I'm a big Bill Cosby fan.
I mean, his show was great.
The show was great. He had a great career.
Yep.
I'm not condoning any type of abuse in any way.
Right.
Or any type of the essay in any way or R in any way.
Right.
But his body of work is immaculate. And every comedian aspires that career.
Oh, yeah.
And if they say they don't want his career as a professional, as a show creator, as a movie star, that's their, I mean, because he had a Cosby show before it was a Cosby show.
Yeah.
He was on several series, I Spy. He did stand up real briefly. Like, I think he had a 2-year stint. He went, it was like he took off from there. So it was like,
I mean, at the times, too, and he was like, when he was on, everybody, you know what I mean? Back then, man, if you were a star, you were what everybody, there was 3 channels.
3, 5, and 8.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody's seeing what's on these channels.
NBC, ABC, and CBS.
Yep.
Those were the channels.
Just think about all the, I know it's completely going off script, but all the propaganda, all the years, all the media. Used, you know what I mean? Once it's on, even with radio, you know what I mean? It's just influences everywhere, man.
Yeah, everywhere. I mean, how can you not say you was influenced by Bill Cosby?
Yeah, because that's what you saw. You didn't know the backstage stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's all you have to go off of, you know what I mean? All this stuff comes out later and it's terrible, but you can separate the man from the artist. He did a lot, man. He did a lot. I used to watch Faithfully all the time, the Cosby Show. It was always on at a certain time. That was the cool thing about TV back then. There's scheduled stuff. Like now, I don't even watch TV because I can watch wherever I want anytime. All I do is just search it.
Yeah. Or you could binge out on it.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, the Cosby Show, people used to be in the house to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Martin, when Martin came on, the streets was clear. Everybody was in the house watching Martin. Right. Martin took the recipe from the greats. You know, him and Pam getting into it.
Right.
Was Aunt Esther and Fred getting into it.
Right, right,
him
right,
kicking
right.
people out the house saying, get the step in. That wasn't
Fred.
That was George Jefferson.
George Jefferson, yeah,
he was,
yeah,
he was always throwing people out of his place.
Yep.
he took bits and pieces from the greats, and that's what became Martin. I'm sure he would probably say the same thing. But, like, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, he had the Cosby Show. He had the Cosby Show before the Cosby Show, and he was on I Spy. He did Picture Page, which was mm-hmm. on the Electric Company or one of those shows. It was Captain Kangaroo, I think. And then he did the Fat Albert in the Gang yep. cartoon. So, I mean, he had a great career.
Yeah, he did.
And he was, you know, a part of all of our, a lot of our childhoods. A lot of people won't say it, but it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They treat him like the boogeyman and don't even say his name, but, you know, he's still with us. God bless him. And I guess, you know, he's out of jail now, and he's living the rest of his life gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Hey, whatever. Like you said, do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know, find that thing, push towards the goal. Hopefully, Bill Cosby, that's not what made you happy, is the women and everything. But
I mean,
when he got out or what? I know I remember watching this thing with Jerry Seinfeld. He went to see him and he said he did like 2 hours just sitting there and he was hilarious. I don't know how long. I know Chris Rock told Jerry Seinfeld that he'd seen him. That's what it was. And I think then
Jerry Seinfeld went to go see him himself.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was, how long ago was it?
I'm not sure.
Did he get out then? Did he go back in?
This was way before his last. Yeah, that was way before he went to jail.
Okay. All right. But that was before. Was that before the allegations?
Yeah.
Or all the stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm sure he's still trying to do. He's probably just chilling now. And that's the one thing about stand-up is you can always do it. You know what I mean? Like, no matter how old you are, as long as you have a fan base, obviously.
George Burns lived to be 99, and he had a glass and a stogie
the whole time.
Yeah, George Burns. Time.
I forgot about him being 99.
How can you forget?
I remember
about
the movie
George
he played.
Oh God!
Yeah, God yeah. and the Devil.
I don't remember the Devil, but I remember it was Oh God 1 and Oh God 2.
He played like both roles.
Did he?
I thought he did.
He just wore
different suits. I thought.
You know what? I'm not sure. I was a kid.
I could have swore. Yeah, as a kid.
I was a child. I'm gonna have to watch those again as an adult.
Right. You know what I was thinking about movies today? It's like, I almost feel like I'm in the Truman Show sometimes. You ever feel like as soon as I pulled down the street, I seen this dude standing like right in front of a driveway, right? And I know he didn't know I had to go in that drive or that turn, but as I come down, he's just standing there, and then as soon as I get closer, he starts to move towards it, like. Initially, just to get in my way. You know what I mean? I know he probably wasn't planning it. It was just quite coincidence. But it's just like, I mean, it's just like things just get in your way. You ever drive down a street and you see like a squirrel runs by? Okay. And then a kid's on a bike. Or I think a paper boy. You know, playing the game Paperboy?
Paperboy, yeah.
You're just going and just jumping out in front of you and just like making you like do certain things. And it's like,
Or you should look up. And it's a thing, and I don't know how accurate it is, but it's called gang stalking. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's when people are getting stalked by a bunch of people. I don't know how true it is or how real it is, but certain things aren't coincidence. Like
that I'm not worried about. I ain't.
At first, you know, if you notice, like, I've noticed, like, wherever me or my mom would go somewhere, nobody's there. Then a lot of people will be coming in like And I'm like,
right?
Are y'all real?
Yeah, yeah. That's
come like, here, let me trip you.
You right? Like, mm-hmm. are these just actors? Like, why are they here now?
It's so weird. So that could be either your energy that you carry, that you got energy and people are attracted to your energy, or it could be you're being gang stalked.
I'll go with the energy because there's like people, you have this where people talk to you just out of the blue or whatever the case, and you know.
They do.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Also, I'll go with that. I'm going to go with the being stalked thing. I ain't.
So I mean, I'm gonna think gang stalk. I'm gonna think of that possibility because I think it would be arrogant for me to say I'm a big energy and people just are attracted to my light.
No, it's just weird. And it's like this happens to me at least 3 to 4 times a day, maybe even between 3 to 5. I'll show up at somebody's house to deliver a package. They'll either be leaving or coming home at the exact same time. I'll pull in the driveway and the garage door will come up. I'm like, come on, man. I'm here for 30 seconds. What are the odds the exact same time I'm pulling up, you're leaving? It's weird. Look, I almost get like frustrated because it's so weird. It's like,
do you think that some like, okay, so you're a delivery driver. Yeah. And I think this is a new thing because now Amazon is starting to text me talking about the stuff is going to be here shortly.
Oh, yeah.
I never got that before.
No, I've had people pull up. Like, it was funny. This one time I pulled up, this dude was walking towards me. I thought he was getting the package. I'm like, yeah, here you go. Look at this. Perfect timing. He was like, oh, I was coming to get the mail. I'm like, that's even better. Here you go.
See, I don't know, like, if they're following your tracking.
That guy wasn't.
He was just
coming to get his mail out of the mailbox, and he just happened to be coming up the driveway as I was pulling up to him.
Yeah.
That was a coincidence. But, yeah, they do have tracking. But these aren't that.
Okay.
No, these are people just coming and leaving at the same exact time. Like, nobody came out, yeah, I was waiting for this. Nobody ever said that.
Mm.
Except for maybe one person when I was pulling up was coming out because he knew I was, you know what I mean? So I know they have tracking on it. It's probably like, you know, that. But still, it's like, no, these are just like coincidences. And that's how I was saying, like, all these moments in life that just happen like that. And all it takes is a second. But 30 seconds.
So one of the times that I was like, you know, trying to make sense of everything, because I'm like, okay, it's close to 5 o'clock. People are probably getting off work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why.
I've said that.
But then sometimes it's not that. It's like, for example, I go to a car wash and it because everybody else is using these monthly joints.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to a car wash and nobody's there. But when I pull up, it's like 3 or 4 cars behind me getting washes. And this is not during those times where people are...
should be getting their car washed.
Yeah. So I'm like...
not busy season.
So I can literally go in places and I can probably tell the person that's taking my order, but like, look, you might want to get everybody off break because it's about to be a rush. People about to come in here. I bring the crowds, baby.
I bring my energy is magnetic.
I bring the crowds, either when I'm not on stage. They coming. Oh, the crowds?
Oh.
They coming. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm being gang-stalked. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it's just coincidence. It's just
coincidence?
Wild. Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's just say it's coincidence.
Yeah.
It's coincidence all the time. Every day, all the time.
Every day, all the time. It's just weird.
It's very weird.
We'll say that.
But I encourage everybody to go and look up gang-stalks.
Uh-huh, that's wild.
It's wild.
It's a thing.
I don't know if that's what's going on with me. Because I don't do nothing for people to.
Yeah, no, if you're a celebrity, maybe, though, you all have like a fucking people who get on a chat and say, hey, let's follow this person around.
Yeah, I'm no celebrity.
I'm not that. Nobody's wasting their time with me. But it just seems weird when you're out and people, the way things happen within your presence that you're just like, why are you here? What are you? You're here. Some Lord, come on. Why? What are the odds?
I don't question the Lord that way.
Huh?
I'm just saying I don't.
I talk to him all the time. Lord, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I do. We have conversations. That's why.
I never question. Just me.
I have
to. Do what you want.
I have to. Because why are people stupid sometimes? You don't ask that?
No.
Lord, why?
No.
You don't?
No. I just be thankful that I have the sense that I don't act like that.
Yeah. No, I have to ask why. Because if I have it, and you created
how's
me.
How's that working for you?
I mean, he tells you? He shows me. Ha! Oh, they're flathead in the back. I get it, Lord. That's
understood. They hit as flat as hell in the back. Okay, all right. You know, like, so, you know.
That's a Corey thing right there. That's a Corey thing. Makes sense.
I think reasoning.
Yeah.
And problem solving is kept in the back of the head.
That's fine. Mine's got a little dent.
And I have a flat head.
I got a little dent.
I have very little common sense.
I got a little bit of shorts. You know, yeah. I got sparks. Sparks I'm looking, happen.
You know, if you ever driving
short circuits
and somebody does something stupid and you want to get next to them and you want to tell them or you want to give them a piece of your mind, you blowing the horn, you rolling the window down, like, put your window down, you stupid mother effer. I'm going to tell you something. And if you look over and their head is flat in the back, like, just keep going. Calm down. He didn't know what he was doing. He was doing the best he can and just woosa and just let it go, because anything you say or to him or about what he did, he or she will not understand.
Yes.
I think I'm gonna you know how they have baby on board stickers?
Yes.
I'm thinking about, because a lot of times, like females, the hair they wear or wigs and stuff or the hairstyles, you may not be able to tell that their head is flat in the back. So you might want to have a flathead on board.
Flathead on board.
Flathead driving.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Flathead, you know, flathead on board. You know, there's a flathead present.
Yeah. Because they may not be driving.
Or they, you
but
know.
But they have the car, so.
Yeah, you got to, hey, their head flat in the back. There's nothing flathead you can driving. Say. Flathead. Nothing you can do that they won't understand.
Yeah.
They don't know what they did. That's and right. Just be grateful that their car is still functioning and they haven't damaged or hurt their self or their car.
Or anybody else.
Anybody else, right.
That flat we know head. Of.
Flat heads is a real thing.
Well, all right.
On that note, yo, Jay, where can they find you?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
And I am the _
great.
Great.
_.
Okay.
C-O-R-E-E. There you go.
Hold on. Let me try it again because my head is flat. I am the _great_ C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
This dude has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Tune in. Dial in. Thank you for everybody for watching.
Thank you, everybody.
And when you see me on the road and you look over and you see my head flat in the back, give me grace.
I got a little bit of grace, please. Check you out next week. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.